The accusations were detailed by the news outlet Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting as part of a larger series looking at questionable practices by some rehab programs. Reporter Shoshana Walker says in this case,
the program is called Drug and Alcohol Recovery Program, DART for short. And basically, defendants were ordered into this program through numerous court and prison diversion programs. And most of their time, rather than getting treatment, was spent working at for-profit companies, including Hendron Plastics, where they were working full-time jobs for free, making dock floats for the company.
Which, Walker says, were sold at major retailers like Home Depot and Walmart. Her fellow reporter, Amy Julia Harris, says some of those in the rehab program said they felt trapped.
Yeah, we talked to a lot of defendants who went through the DART program who said that work sort of took priority over everything else and said that they had to work, otherwise they could get sent to prison. And I talked to numerous defendants who said if they were hurt on the job, that if they couldn't work anymore, that they did risk being incarcerated.
Within hours of the report by Reveal being published, Arkansas Senate Majority Leader Jim Hendren said his company was terminating its agreement with the rehab program. A lawsuit has been filed in Benton County accusing the program of conspiring with businesses to use participants as free labor. Hendren told KUAR News he was served with court documents Monday.
When I read the allegations of the lawsuit, it was somewhat frustrating to hear such things said about the company. So now we have to defend things that clearly are inaccurate. It damages the reputation of our business. And so it's a business decision. And it's unfortunate because we really began this program with a hope that we could help some kids find a way to get employment and job skills versus sitting in prison. We were approached by folks at DART to see if we would participate in a program administered by the drug courts where kids could, for nonviolent offenders, have the opportunity to work. And then upon completion of the program, be hired if the company had a spot for them, which we did hire a few of them out of the program.
Hendren says his company paid the rehabilitation program for each hour worked by participants.
We were meticulous in our record keeping. The participants kept time cards and were paid for every hour that they worked. The program was paid for every hour that they worked in accordance with, again, the agreement, which was originally nine, then it was raised to $9.25 an hour, including, and then, again, with overtime.
But Hendren says he doesn't know if there was then wrongdoing on the part of the rehab program. Reporter Shoshana Walker with Reveal says there's a pattern.
Well, this is part of a larger series of stories we've been doing on rehab programs that basically require work for private companies. And a lot of drug courts and diversion courts, not just in Arkansas, but in Oklahoma and other states, send men and women who are struggling with addiction to these programs that really don't provide any kind of treatment. And one of the challenges with this is that legal experts are telling us that in some cases, this might violate the 13th Amendment ban on involuntary servitude and slavery, because many of the people sent to these programs have not yet been convicted of crimes. And that's what you're seeing in a lot of the lawsuits that have been filed in response to this, that DARP and it's another program that was inspired by DARP called CARE have been sending men and sometimes women to for-profit companies where they're working for free and have not yet been convicted of anything.
Michael Heplin, KUAR News.